I'ma get you high today. Cause it's Friday, you ain't got no job, and you ain't got shit to do.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah. Yo, it's my favorite day of the week. My radio's kicking David Chuck the Freak.
It's a day celebrated all across the nation. Bitches be tripping. What's up with the Asian?
Dave with the news, douchebag of the day. Report in a hot bitch, beast away.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah, yeah, come on.
It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday, bitches. It's Friday.
What?
It's Friday.
What?
Yeah.
This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits Podcast.
I'd like to tell Popeyes to suck my left testicle. Because what they're suggesting you do to me is kind of ridiculous. Popeyes, of course, everyone in the world knows now, they sold out of their chicken sandwiches.
Yeah.
So now they're just tweeting to people their new plan. Hey, you know what? Come on in. Bring your own bun.
Well, they'll slap one on there for you?
So they ran out of buns?
No, here's the thing. They ran out of everything.
Okay.
But they're saying if you go to a store, here's their plan. Order their three-piece chicken tenders.
Yes, I will.
Slap them right on your own bun. They won't give you the mayo or the pickles or even the right flavor of their chicken breast sandwich, which they had. But they say right now it's the closest thing you can get.
Oh.
You'll be able to eat a chicken sandwich at Popeyes.
Mm. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like the IKEA fast food, huh?
Yeah, bring your own.
They give you all the ingredients, but you got to take it home and make it yourself.
Build it yourself.
What a great business opportunity for a real entrepreneur. Get some buns. Get some mayo.
Pickles.
Get some pickles. Sit outside.
Yeah.
Buy them. Like.
Ooh.
You can buy it right now.
Parking lot chicken sandwiches.
Parking lot. Parking lot mayo.
Packing lot mayo.
Yeah, it's packing lot mayo.
Guess who gets a raise? The publicity person.
Yeah.
Oh,
they're
yeah.
all over it.
I mean, because here we are talking about Popeyes again.
Yeah.
Yeah, Popeyes just can't lose.
No, they can't.
Why
is Big Chicken so good at social media?
They are really good.
All Big
KFC's
Chicken.
Really kicked
That's,
it out.
I mean, like, they probably started. They're one of the best.
I think they made others step up their game.
They really have.
Well, KFC's been killing. They just do the weirdest, whatever the weirdest thing they can. They're like candle. It smells like gravy.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
That's what they do. They sit around and come up with the weirdest things.
Yeah.
It's genius.
They're not even saying when their chicken sandwich, they say it'll be soon, but they haven't given a date yet of when it'll actually be.
And even Wendy's, who has the spicy chicken nugs. They're even sassy on social media, right?
Are they sassy?
Oh, they are sassy.
Yeah, the Wendy's social media, the Wendy's Twitter.
Yeah, Wendy's always trolls all the other fast food places.
Yeah.
But they get attention for that.
They're in the Big Chicken game. They're not Big Chicken.
Apparently, you know that guy who did the Super Size Me, Morgan Spurlock, I think was his name? His new documentary, which is like, I don't know what it's called, Super Size Me 2, maybe. But it's all about Big Chicken. It's all about these... Like, a perfect timing. It's coming out right at the hype of the Popeye's chicken sandwich.
Yeah.
But it's all about, you know, the horrible way that we get our chickens and how they're...
Oh, you probably don't want to know.
Not good for Big Chicken.
Not good for Big Chicken.
Although it didn't ruin anything else from his other documentary, so...
Yeah.
Well, no, it did.
I think initially it did. No, McDonald's stopped selling there.
No, it's ruined my life. His documentary ruined my life.
I'm saying the business survived.
The business survived, but...
People still... They forget and still eat it and they don't care.
I can't get my supersized shake anymore.
Yeah.
Which I used to be able to get.
It ruined my life.
It ruined my life.
It ruined it.
There's a lot of bummers about that documentary. Like, that, I love getting the supersized pop and... Like, even what couldn't you like supersize your fries and everything too?
There was supersized everything and you couldn't... They straight up changed it. And I mean, you used to be able to get a shake in that super size cup. Delicious.
What is the biggest shake you can get now?
It's a large. It's just like a little large clear glass.
You could buy two.
I mean, you could.
Yeah.
But then what kind of man am I?
There's always ways to get more. I don't get double. It didn't ruin anyone's
It wasn't that... It's ruined.
It was all about the one cup. Shake.
I bet I'd have to buy four.
No, stop.
Come on.
To get the
too large
to get the equivalent.
Too large would be more than a supersize.
Where's the dignity?
100%.
There's no dignity there.
They still sell a giant cup at McDonald's. No, like they still
do.
Have.
They
a,
do, but yeah. I can't get the shake in it.
Oh, I'm sure if you ask nicely, you could get them.
They don't.
No, I've
asked.
They don't.
Oh, you've asked.
Oh, yeah. You've asked.
They're like, no, you well, can't they, have because they don't like, have a price point
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, because I went in, I ordered a shake. Like, I want the biggest shake you got.
Yeah,
and they come to the window with whatever large is now.
Yeah, it's like that little clear.
It's
yeah,
I was small, like, oh. Right? The large is not.
Yeah,
that
it's not that big.
Big.
Like, I can't get it in like the big like pop cup, and they're like. No, we don't sell them like that. This is the only size shake you can
yeah,
get.
Yeah, so if you say that this thing never changed anything, well, you're wrong. Yeah. It did change my life forever. Yeah.
It ruined shake lovers' lives forever.
With shakes now, too, I've had an enlightenment because they...
Just how
the
bad.
Dirty machines?
Well, no, they're if they call it a shake,
oh,
it is not a milkshake.
What is it?
Oh, they have to put the word milk in it.
Yeah, so... There's some kind of milk in some shakes.
Dairy.
But it's not enough to be considered a milkshake.
Wow.
It's mostly just chemicals.
Yeah, I wouldn't order a shake.
So McDonald's doesn't
machines.
Call them milkshakes?
No, dude, they're shakes.
It's a milkshake.
Yeah, the only thing that's in that, I guess their ice cream, because they call it ice cream, they use that as part of the shake.
You know a lot about this.
Well, really, I've investigated.
Yeah, that's because I was them. Like, one day it hit me. I was like, where did they just get
their
shake?
Their shakes contain milk from their reduced fat soft serve, which makes them thick and creamy. McDonald's shake is not a milkshake.
Mm-hmm.
So is it just a whipped up?
Just chemical simulated shake.
Yeah, that's right.
Simulate the shake for the fans.
drop some of that mint flavor in there, please.
So you thought it was a milkshake for a lot of years?
My whole life, Lise.
Well, I did too.
But yeah, no. And then I'm noticing everywhere they just have shakes.
They don't
call it milkshakes.
So the thing is, though, the first ingredient of their soft serve ice cream is milk.
Of no, soft it's serve not ice of their ice cream, but not of their shake.
But then their shake has the ingredient
reduced fat vanilla ice cream is the first ingredient in that.
I'm just like, why can't you? But, just make a milkshake.
Well, they don't have the milk. They don't want to spend the money on the milk. There must be a way to keep everything else.
Yeah, dairy regulations vary from state to state on what can be called a milkshake. So to keep it simple, McDonald's just calls them shakes. So because they could call them milkshake someplace, but in other states they wouldn't be allowed to call them milkshakes.
Right.
So they just said, we're just calling them shakes.
Mm. That's why when you go to an actual shake place.
Oh, God.
Yeah, I don't want
to
talk about it.
I went to a place recently and it. They had the Gurney's ice cream malt.
Keep talking.
It was made from that ice cream, and there was a malt.
Oh my God.
And it was the most delicious thing
I've
ever had.
Yes.
So that's the way you do it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a couple places that are like still like right out of the 1950s.
Mm.
Like you go in and you're like, it's 1950 in here still.
There's like a 1950s ice cream place right down the road from me.
Yeah.
And I went in there and it was nothing but like families and little fat kids running around.
Yeah, exactly.
And I got a milkshake.
Yeah.
It made me really happy.
Yep.
It's a sign of a good place, families and fat kids.
Yeah, there was like a fat kid running
around.
That's
what my ice cream place would be called.
Families and fat kids ice cream.
I don't know if it's not politically correct.
It's not, but they're like, hey,
oh, who
you
cares?
You can't call that fat kids.
Yes, I can, because that's what I was. I just named it after myself. There was a little fat kid running around with his grandma buying him ice cream when I went in there. And I was
kicking
just like,
his heels together.
It was like watching my own episode of The Wonder Years. I was like,
yeah.
He's like, hey, get in. I'm like, your life's going to be hard, fella.
Yeah. And let me pony up to this
you better.
Little soda.
It was. It's like one of those places, like a soda shop.
Yeah.
But the milkshake was phenomenal.
Hmm.
Fat kids and families ice cream is great.
Fat kids and families.
A little fat kid running around.
You could have a picture of you as a little kid and you're
like
hefty corduroys.
Exactly.
And stuff.
Or my like one or my two piece but matching whatever velour suits that I had.
Wow. There you go. So there's something I did not know that McDonald's doesn't call them milkshakes. I never paid attention.
Yeah, I've been paying a lot more attention to stuff like that because everything's a lie.
Right, because it's a frosty, then, is it a milkshake either, right?
Oh, God, no.
No, it's frosty.
No.
It's just frosty. I mean, even ice cream.
Yeah, I don't think it is. I don't think it qualifies as ice cream. Yeah. It's just a powdery chemical.
Mm. Powdery cold chemicals.
Cold chemicals.
Well, milk is actually the first ingredient in it, but there was a Wendy's frosty lawsuit once.
Mm.
What was the lawsuit all about?
They used to sell this malt cup thing that was, you could tell it was all simulated, but it just was delicious at the baseball games.
Oh, yeah.
Literally, like, I've had enough music festivals in my living room where now I'm just, like, almost ready to just start Green Bean Farms.
Yeah, like, you're starting to get freaked out by real food.
What are they putting in us to control us, kill us early so they can go to Super Earth?
I know.
Actually, the Frosty is actually this pretty much the same recipe they made since 1969. They've just decreased the butter fat a bit. It's milk, cream, sugar, and cocoa.
Mm. Well, that's good.
That's not bad.
I like a Frosty.
I like a Frosty too.
Oh, wait,
I thought it was an ice cream.
What?
Well, because one actually says corn syrup,
but
whey,
that's like
guar gum.
They were trying to sell it in the stores. Is that what that is?
Love me some guar gum.
If you don't have guar gum in, I'm not eating it.
This body was built on guar gum.
Yeah.
I'm just picking a pack of gum with the Guar, the band on it.
Eat our gum.
But more fake ass foods.
Fake ass foods.
You should assume most fast food is fake ass food.
It's crazy out there.
Come on, we all know that.
For the most part.
But at the same time, so they're trying to, I know that it's still a million calories, but they're trying to keep you, because if a real one, how many calories is a real one? If theirs is big and it's 1,200 calories, What's me taking real ice cream and throwing it in there and then getting the whipping?
I don't even think it's about that. I think it's because they save on the overall cost of
I guarantee it's all price point, yeah.
Oh, I don't trust anything anymore. Just my natural, all-natural bang.
Well, you like that Cock 10.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you do like Cock 10.
Natural bang.
There's nothing natural in this thing.
Yeah. No, of course not. But what are you going to do?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
The New York Jets say quarterback Sam Darnold is going to miss several weeks because he has mono.
Yep, the kissing disease. He's got the kissing.
He says he wishes they just called it an illness because the internet is having a lot of fun at him. Hey, listen, here's a dude who got mono. Was it just last year I got mono, for God's sakes?
Yeah.
So people are like, who gets mono as an adult? Grow up and get some chlamydia.
I'll tell you what, too. It sucks because I know when I was in university, I got mono. And first year. And I didn't get, there was nothing cool. I did nothing cool to get. It's not like I was making out with tons of chicks or anything like that. I think I drank out of some fountain or something and I ended up sick.
Yeah.
I knew a kid that it was, man, I must have been in like fifth or sixth grade, got mono. He disappeared for like, it was like a year or something.
Oh, yeah.
And he came back and was like real thin.
Yep.
Like, you know,
that didn't happen to me. It, right?
Yeah, I think they normally are pretty young. Of course, I got chicken pox.
You almost died from it. Really.
I was
real
bad.
It was like close. I'm like, I don't know if he's gonna make it.
Dave gets some every year. Every year, Dave gets some. I'm waiting to see what Dave gets.
I know. What is this year?
The typhoid fever. I don't know.
He's got that typhoid.
E. coli. He had one.
Tuberculosis.
Do you hear Dave's got TB?
Yeah.
Yep. They got him in one of those old timey houses.
I know.
Got him on a quarantine.
They can't believe it. It's got the Spanish flu.
Yeah, that's wild. The Spanish flu?
Yeah.
God.
I don't understand. I got chicken pox at 21. It was a horrible experience. Awful.
That's bad, right? It's
real, real bad. Yeah, I had a fever of 107.
Mm, ooh.
Was it shingles at that point?
No. So they still called it chicken pox, but it was
107.
107 fever, yeah.
Oof. I think shingles is a lot different. Like, it manifests itself a lot differently.
Yeah.
on your skin. It's big, giant rashes, I think, like big.
I know that shingles is supposed to hurt.
Yeah, I think it's terrible. Yeah.
Although I had sex for the first time at 13, everything else in my life happened later.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, maybe that's it. You're like backwards.
I don't know.
You're a mess, Dave.
I know, yeah. Lisa. I know. I'm hoping I don't get any other crazy disease this year.
Not. You got the black plague.
He does.
I don't know. Rats. Yeah. Rats gave it to him somehow. Yep.
The black plague.
Coming down with smallpox.
Let's hope not. Come on now.
Dave's got leprosy.
Yeah, went on vacation.
Hugged an armadillo, got leprosy.
Came back a leper.
Do not want that.
Parts are falling off of him. Yeah.
His nose slid off.
Some good. Ooh. What happens when a flight instructor passes out during a student's first lesson?
You die.
I'm not sure how I'd handle this, but I know I'd need at least a fresh pair of pants if I survived. A guy in Australia named Max Sylvester recently decided to get his pilot's license. He had his first lesson the other day. In the middle of it, his flight instructor passed out.
That sucks.
On his first lesson in the plane, Max had to figure out how to land the plane himself.
Oh, my God.
My God.
It was just...
I'm figuring that out.
It was just the two of them.
Yeah.
In a single-engine Cessna. Max was able to radio in and talk to someone on the ground. And they walked him through it, just like in that movie Airplane.
Oh, yeah.
Just like in the movie Airplane.
Just like, well, maybe not. But
just exactly not in the movie.
There's like an
all that would have been hilarious.
Yeah, exactly. Leslie Nielsen shows up.
Yeah.
Don't call me Shirley.
He told them it was his first lesson, and they actually got it on tape here, him speaking to traffic control. Take a listen.
This is my first lesson.
Oh, God.
That's so terrifying.
He sounds pretty stressed, doesn't he?
Uh-huh. He does.
He does, but he gets it together.
He's leaning over my shoulder. I'm trying to keep him up, but he keeps falling down.
The first thing we're going to do is make sure that the wings stay level and that you keep consistent speed and consistent altitude. Can you tell me how your instructor's doing at the moment? How's he looking?
No, he hasn't woken up. I've just tried to lift his head back up just to check to see how he's going, but he's not responding.
Your instructor communicating at all?
No, he's not.
Thank you, Foxtrot Romeo. That's okay. Your job right now is just keep focusing on that aircraft as best you can. Secondary to that is just to keep his head upright and his body upright in the sleep. But we're going to get you on the ground very soon and get both of you guys on the ground safely. You're doing really, really well. You're doing an amazing job.
This guy's awesome.
Yeah, well, my flight
super calm, man.
Say that I was the best student he's had.
He doesn't know. He only you were there for 20 seconds.
He liked a little accolade, that guy.
Yeah, he did.
I am the best in the class, he said.
Basically, like in Top Gun.
It is my first ever time in an airplane, but he said it was an intro.
Yeah, call sign Maverick.
Yeah, he said I was like Tom Cruise there.
Yeah, he did say something like that, right?
I don't want to brag or nothing.
Best student he's had.
They got him.
So they didn't show the end of it, like him landing and stuff?
No, well, that's just the air traffic control. At the end, he was able to safely land the plane back on the runway without crashing it.
The guy never woke up?
They say he did an exceptional job of staying on the ground. Max's wife and kids were watching this all from the ground, by the way, terrified.
It's horrible.
Paramedics got the flight instructor to a hospital. He's listed in stable condition.
Wonder what happened to him. Because I would have thought it was just something temporary. He's going to wake up. You'd think the control tower would be like, just fly until the gas is almost gone. Maybe he'll wake up.
No, he'll wake up. Can't do that.
Yeah. Flying
the first time in a plane behind the controls. That's absolutely terrifying.
I just love that he bragged a little bit. Mm-hmm. It's like my favorite.
He was trying to talk himself into the fact. Like,
he's right. I was chosen to do this. It's like, he said I took to flight like an angel.
I'm just going to try it. Just tries to land.
He also said I was the most handsome in class.
Probably is.
I'm sure he was pooping in his pants.
Oh my God.
In reality.
I truly can't imagine being in that situation.
Remember that one guy who like stole that big plane? He took it.
He landed it, didn't he?
No. He nosedived it on purpose. Yeah. Like into that guy. But like when they talked to him, he was like, I'm going to try a barrel roll and all that stuff. Like he just went for it. It must be a lot easier than we think.
Oh, I don't think so.
I think it is.
No, you are a fool for making yourself believe that. No,
that guy had a huge plane that should have crumbled. Like, the landing part is hard. We all know that's not
our
easy.
Boss, Mark, flies, yeah. Right? Yes. He has his pilot's license. I wonder, you know, if we asked him, do you think you would have been able to land your first time in a plane? If he thinks he would have been able to do it. Because obviously you have a ton of in-class stuff before you ever get in a plane.
Oh, yeah.
I think he would have been able to do it.
You think so?
If this guy can do it.
Yeah.
He could have done it.
That guy can do it. Mark could do it.
It is so crazy. Mark's been flying for years.
Yeah.
I know.
Like, I remember him saying, I'm going to fly. And I'm like, I was just like, what they probably felt like those Wright brothers felt like when he said that to me. I was like, yeah, right in the sky. Are you crazy?
I think that it just all depends on the conditions. Because yeah. I know the first time that I went up flying in the little tiny airplane, the guy landed sideways. We had to fly in, and it wasn't very windy, but it was windy enough that you were flying kind of sideways to land, and then at the very last second, he straightened it out and put the wheels down. So if it's not like that...
I'm going to call Mark. Turn this off for a second. I'm going to call him here and see if he'll...
Well, he'll enjoy that.
Well, I know. I'm going to shock him with a call here. I haven't called him live on the air in years.
When he karate chops you in the face, I'm going to laugh.
Have we ever called him live on the air?
Yeah, I think once before. No. Honestly, just once before, like when we first started.
It was the moon thing.
The moon.
But I'll have to listen here to be able to hear. Go ahead. Oh, it's ringing. All right. I have no idea what's going on. He may still be asleep.
No.
We're off the air! We're off the air.
He's not answering. He's flying.
He could be flying. He does some...
Hey there, it's Mark, King of
the... Yeah, all right.
That's it.
He ignored us.
Yeah, he did.
Mark, dead air.
Radio emergency! This show's down, bud!
They'll text if it's important.
Well, I wanted to ask him how he would have reacted. If he calls back, then I'll let you know. If not, then we're in trouble.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
Here's what happens when a funny misunderstanding goes bad fast. And this is a hot or not. So make sure you pay attention to this one. You can also...
Notepad ready, Chuck.
Yeah, Chuck's getting the pen. He's got...
Someone called the front desk at a Days Inn in Townsend, Maryland.
Ooh.
After they heard two women fighting in a room Monday afternoon. A security guard went to check it out. Well, it turns out those ladies weren't fighting.
They were getting it.
Those ladies were scissoring.
Mm-hmm. In the Days Inn.
Yeah.
One of the women, a 34-year-old woman named Allison Daughtry. The other lady's name was not released. Well, they started arguing with the security guard saying, we're just scissoring, bitch. The guard, though, eventually kicked them out of the hotel.
Get out of the hotel.
Wow, that's a dead giveaway.
They gathered their lesbian wares and headed to the lobby, where the women kept going at it with the guard and then the front desk staff.
You can put your notepad down.
Stop it. Allison eventually pulled out a gun and pointed it at the security guard. He tried to wrestle it away from her, and it went off.
Oh,
yeah, sure. The bullet luckily just hit a door frame. Allison, though, was arrested for attempted murder, assault, reckless endangerment, and more.
Yes.
Based on the statistics I've given you, is this lady, we only know of one, we only have the mugshot of one, is she hot or not? And you can play along at DaveAndChuckTheFreak.com where you'll find her mugshot.
Well,
can't be, right?
Not a chance.
Not a chance. There's not a single chance.
It's a day's in.
It's a day's in. I believe, like, hot lesbians make better choices.
Mm-hmm. Real angry, arguing.
Gun on them. A wrestling match with security.
Security thrown out of the hotel.
The security guard saw them engaged in sex and was like, "Get out of here!
Yeah.
Get out of here!"
Right.
That's the biggest dead giveaway of it all is when the security guard realized they were just scissoring.
Yeah.
And he was like, "You guys got to get out.
You got to get out of here. Because
if a security guard opens a door and it's like an 8 and a 9 and they're going to town, they're like, "We're just scissoring."
Yeah.
You're like,
"We're just scissoring."
You go ahead, ladies, keep it down.
Yeah.
So
yeah, he was like, "You guys are making the Days Inn look bad."
Now, I will say this. The heavyweight may have had a better, like this Allison may be grosser than the person they were with, and that's why she was so upset. Like, she's a 2, and maybe she was with a 4.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so a 4 to her is like a 10.
Right.
So you interrupted her lovemaking. She was like an elephant in that muck.
Muck.
You can't get in their way, you know?
No, you're right.
Like an elephant in
So I'm going to go 2. 1 is a 2. 1 is a 4.
Okay, we only know 1.
Okay, then 2.
Oh, 2.
She's a 2.
Andy?
I think we're dealing with a 2 and a 3.
2 and a 3.
You can see her mugshot at davidchuckthefreak.com. She looks, I believe, like the bride of Shrek. The black bride of Shrek.
Ooh.
Fiona.
Was her name I recall?
Wow.
She looks like Black Fiona. James sent me also another picture of her flexing, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Yes, I need to see that.
They couldn't even... Her mugshot is...
Come on. Those
45-inch pythons.
That's it.
There was some hardcore scissoring going
that
on.
That security guard must have been pretty tough to even decide to try and wrestle her.
This went out.
Just pass.
Go ahead.
When your head's big enough to not even have a close-up and it looked like a close-up picture...
Yeah. You can understand why people thought the sounds coming from that room were bad sounds, not sex sounds, right? Because this lady was making them.
Yeah, lots of grunting, I'm sure.
Well, don't you think she was also putting whoever else through the ringer?
Probably.
I mean, I don't know what she was doing to that other person.
Things you can't even imagine.
Oh, I can imagine a lot. But I imagine it would hurt.
Yeah. Something like this, I think.
That's the lovely sound of lovemaking. There it is.
Some splashing.
Yeah.
You're in the tub, I guess.
No.
God, don't get close to those things.
No, come on.
Dude, look at it. They're smart, too.
They're so smart. They want no part of you.
Elephants.
You better get.
Big, giant lesbian ladies. Don't get too close. Oh, geez. Don't get too close. Oh,
you, ma'am, you have to leave the Days Inn. Hey. You splash at me.
Calm down,
down
lady.
To the lobby,
calm
please.
Down.
Hey. Whoa, put the gun down. God damn. Stop splashing at me.
Oh, they're in the bathtub.
You get out of that bathtub.
Get out of the bathtub, ladies.
Easy now. Easy.
You're going to slip.
That elephant's like, you serious? Wow, they're cool, though.
Yeah, they are cool. I'd love to, like... see a real one in the wild.
We're talking about elephants.
Yeah.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'd love to see a real one in the wild.
Yeah.
Last time I was at a zoo, I looked at an elephant right in its eye.
What do you think it said to you?
I just was like, "You got ancient wisdom, Mom." And it was like, mm-hmm. And I was like, oh.
Yep.
Oh. I was like, you know a lot of stuff about a lot of
stuff.
What
happened if you brought one of those elephants to one of your music festivals?
We'd have a great time.
I bet.
I bet it would be cool.
I know it would be. I've seen those baby elephant videos. I could watch them all day.
Oh, if I could get a baby elephant, if I could rent a baby elephant.
I know. They'll cuddle right
with you. That'd be hard to pull off. Listen, I have a lot of drug-fueled music festivals in my living room. Can I borrow your elephants?
Sure.
I got a form I got to fill out.
Nah.
Yeah, I don't think you want elephants near your music festival. It would be pretty bad times.
A little one. A little one would be cool.
Off to Russia now for a couple of stories. First, two grandmas in Russia have been filmed destroying a kid's seesaw.
I don't like these seesaws.
Look at it.
After complaining about the noise.
It makes very annoying.
Cranky, crank, cranky, crank.
They always say a squeaky, a squeaky. Squeak, 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 squeak,
squeak, squeak,
squeak, squeak,
squeak,
squeak. I destroy it.
With a saw in one hand, the two women took turns cutting the seesaw into pieces.
We have old-timey cartoon saw.
Here's a picture of one of these broads here.
They do.
Ooh, tough yes, Russian woman.
Tough old Russian grandma.
Take the saw.
That's with her.
Take your stupid little horsey thing from him.
You little up and down twins.
You like McSquakeyum?
The old ladies are sawing the seesaw in bits as terrified children looked on.
Well, you're destroying probably their only Russian toy.
Right. Please don't do that.
Life is pain. Get used to it.
One of the women screaming, I cannot stand it any longer.
Just too much squeaking.
It, like oil, right?
Yeah, it's WD-40 all just little... or something.
WD-40 and you're rocking. You're not going to find that. They're like pouring wolf blood on it, hoping it's going to... Nothing's working. The old standbys.
Yep.
Oh, that's so... Tears of a gypsy.
Could have been taken care of if they had just spoke to someone about it instead of sawing it into pieces.
Take it from
her. Oh, she is... Like, you let her... I understand why they didn't try and stop her.
No. Yeah.
They called them the Vandal Grannies.
Oh, there's footage?
I guess there's a video that's gone viral of this.
Mm. Yes. You're not with the scene.
Putin and the like about the news.
No, it's just our horrible Commodore 64 computer.
This is a weird Russian website.
Yeah.
Of course it is.
It's Kontake.
Good luck.
Yeah. It's like their YouTube. Kontake.
Downloading everything about James. Everything about James's life. Gonna find out what he likes, what he hates.
Calls I've been getting lately.
Yeah.
What he likes, what he hates.
I'm gonna take my cell phone number off of my Google account.
It's probably smart because we've got it now.
Russian website.
Anyway, there were shocked onlookers and kids. The Vandal Grannies, they say, they may force them to set up a new seesaw at their own expense.
It's crazy.
Others, though, are defending the grannies.
Do you remember wood seesaws?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I remember them.
Oh, that's old school.
Like old school.
Old school.
I'm sure they're not, they don't.
Man, I hate a seesaw, too. Maybe as the heaviest kid.
No.
Kind of lame. Not where a fat kid excels.
No, you're right.
No.
It's where a fat kid gets taunted.
Just made me sad remembering the seesaw.
Yeah. Oftentimes.
Been there, huh?
Yeah. I have several memories of sitting on them with no one else on them.
Just by yourself? I have that memory, but I also have a memory. I have a memory of me trying to kick myself up high with no one else on it.
And you can't.
My little 1 foot, 1 inch kick. But I also remember probably six kids on the other end and them still not being able to get me up in the air. It was always a tragedy.
Yeah.
Dave is barely screwing up. Everyone is going to be hacked.
Dave just
trying to watch
a Russian
he's
video.
He's
downloading. Why won't let me watch
I'm not downloading anything, you idiots. Come on, relax over
Russian
there.
Buttons.
I'm not downloading Russian software.
I have the version of Flash from like 1997.
Yeah, exactly. Then you know how to.
He actually did it in Internet Explorer.
Yeah, that's the sad part
that's
of this.
That's the easiest way for us to hack you.
I don't have
the there's no protection there.
Anyway, go look it up for yourself if you want to watch.
You'll have to.
A couple of Russian grandmas, just sauna seesaw.
Yeah, please download our Flash Player.
Yeah, Russian Flash.
Yeah, please click.
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.